from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Sanford Mark Barnes, age 48 at the time of this interview.
I was born here in Homestead, October 6, 1966. My childhood was a very unique and interesting childhood. I have two uncles that were part of a group called the Platters, which was a doo-wop group, and every summer I used to go and travel with them as a child and would see all these great entertainers from Joan Rivers to Johnny Carson to just tons of musicians, and it was very nice. I've had several mentors. I come from a time where it was a family that raised a child, in a village that raised a child. And the biggest mentor was my grandfather, who was a very remarkable man. I started off going to school in West Mifflin, Locust Grove. I was one of three black kids in the whole school, and it went from kindergarten all the way up to sixth grade. And there were only three black kids. And I get called everything from Black Sambo to the N-word. And the experience turned me away from school for many years. And I struggled with doing homework. I got called slow, the whole nine yards. And then when I came here to Homestead, when my mother and I and my sisters moved to Homestead, and I was around more black kids and Afro-American kids and different types of cultures here in Homestead, things changed up. But it was still a struggle from there. But, you know, I managed to overcome that. Even at a young age, I had to rely on God. So God helped to pull me through a lot of it, but I managed to graduate with decent grades and move forward. As I was growing up here in Homestead, I did a lot of things with my church. I went to Park Place AME Church, which is the little church across from the park, as they call it. And we used to go and do skating parties all night long. That was always really cool, and we always did that, or they would have all-night bowling. There was a little garden of prayer. It was a little church, and they would teach you verses of the Bible, and then they would give you donuts and orange juice every morning before I would go to school. The changes that I've seen in the Homestead are becoming a little bit more family-oriented, coming back to the way it used to be. A lot more people are coming into Homestead simply because of the waterfront and the things that they're doing at the waterfront. So I think that's a good thing that's going on. I did go to college. I went to Foothills College, which is in Los Altos, California. I went there while I was in the Navy. I was in the Navy for 5 years. So I went there and did that whole college thing and studied marketing. And also minored in counseling. I'm a professional musician. I play trumpet, keyboards, and I sing. I've performed all over the country. I've performed overseas. And I also am a crossing guard for the borough of Braddock. I have a few goals. I'm getting back more into my music career. And I'm currently working now on a CD that I'm going to be trying to put out sometime towards the end of this year. Music is the universal language. Music can make you laugh, make you cry, make you happy, even make you angry. Music is emotional, it's spiritual. And with that, you can move and change and direct people to basically what you want, because the people are hearing your music and they're looking at so many different views of you, and they're being internalized by your sound or by your voice or by the way you are. So to me, music is just, it's everything. The biggest struggle that I've had is losing my ex to cancer and taking over both roles of being a father and a mother to my three sons. And that's been very, very hard, but it's also been very rewarding. How I recovered from the event that happened with that was I put my faith in God, and I let God lead the way of where I needed to go, how I needed to go, what I needed to do, and stayed in prayer constantly. I have three best days of my life, and those were the days that my sons were born. They were the ones that taught me about life. They taught me about love, how to become a man and be a man. Throughout life, there's going to be struggles. You're going to have triumphs. You're going to have things that are going to come and change you. And all through that, you have to keep your eyes and keep focused on the higher power, whatever higher power you pray to or meditate to. You also have to believe in yourself and believe that you can do whatever you want to do.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Milligan Garth and Tyler Thomas. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.